some people said, oh, but we don't care, we don't know them, and they were mean because they made some caricatures about the prophet, so we don't do that kind of thing. And I said, okay, maybe, but did they ask you or Muslims to draw that kind of thing? Oh, no, no, that's right. Okay. Did they push you to buy the newspaper when there was those caricatures? No, that's right. And you know that laws in France, they allow you to draw that kind of thing. And I also told them, if you feel hurt by that kind of drawings, you are allowed also to file a lawsuit. You are allowed to struggle. So the law protects people and protects also free speech. I just chose them, things are not black and white. At the beginning of my career, I was very young, I was 24 years old, and I think I overreacted. I remember my pupils shouted, "Vive Al-Qaeda, vive Ben Laden," regarding the Madrid bombings. And I was very upset, I told them, just shut up. I just closed the dialogue. And then I did other things in my career, and I came back teaching. And that's why I was so confident, because I knew I couldn't overreact anymore. That's to say, I deal with teenagers. They are teenagers. I have to help them to become adults. And it's a very long, 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 long way to become adult. At the beginning, I didn't understand why my pupils were so, sometimes so anti-Semitic. And I decided, even if my own background is Jewish, I decided not to struggle against that by punishing them. And I began to ask them, what is the problem? Yeah, but it's always about Jewish. And when a teenager says that, I think you have to translate it like, you never talk about me. There are a lot of Algerian people around there. There are a lot of North African people. And the first question to the history teacher is, do we talk about war of Algeria this year? We teach it, but it's like maybe 1 hour or 2 hours. So it's very difficult for them to have that history and that silence. And to arrive in classroom and we speak about Shoah, about the awful destiny of the Jewish people during the Second World War. This is something I realized only this year. When do we talk about Algeria? And I thought, I will do something bigger and longer. I think it will help. And then I will try to rebuild the concept of what is to be Jewish, to show them that anti-Semitism is not linked with anything. It's only about rumors. It is said that Jewish have money. It is said. Who? Oh, I don't know. It is said on Facebook. That's interesting. And who on Facebook? I don't know. Maybe my brother. I don't know. Okay, so in fact, you don't know. And don't you know people, they have money, but they're not Jewish? Oh, yes, many. Okay. So I try to help them question everything. When the class is over, you're exhausted, but it's worth it. When there is a social problem in France, it is always linked to school. No, I would like politicians to cope with the main social issues, unemployment, social services, etc., before trying to again change the programs in schools. Just let the school do its job, that's to say, to help the students to become adults and concerned citizens. It's not an army. It's not a jail. We have to help them.